Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Hello, Father Mark Hadou here, chaplain for the Lumen Institute and your guide to a deeper prayer, more intimate connection with the Lord. You know, always at the beginning of prayer, we want to come into God's presence, put away things that'll distract, anything that's going to keep us away, keep us noisy, keep us loud, keep us decentered. No, put it away. Calm your heart. Do some breathing, release, acts of faith, hope, and love. So let me lead you into a moment of prayer together. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we come into your presence and we believe in you. We believe you're here with us and you want to speak. We know that. We're confident in that. We believe you. We believe you're right here next to us, wanting to dialogue in this time of prayer. And we hope in you. We're confident and trusting that what you've promised, what you guaranteed us in the gospel, what you want to give us, heaven and grace and blessing and freedom and salvation, we grab onto that. We take it. That's an anchor of hope for our souls. We trust in you. We love you. We love you, Jesus, because of how good you are. We love because who you are to us. You're our God, our friend, our provider, our defender, our protector, our lover. We love you. We're grateful for all the ways you love us, the blessings, the gifts. And just start thinking of all the ways God's blessed you, all the goodness, your strength, person, places, or things, qualities, all of that. Just go through the list. Give thanks for all those nouns, all those people, all those places of grace, all the things God has given you. And once you come into God's presence, really aware that he's here, then you pick up the gospel. Just pick it up. We're going to do the one from the entrance of Palm Sunday, Matthew 21, 1 to 11. We just read it, first stage, and we're just attentive. What jumps out at me? What speaks to me? What word, what concept, right? And those are the ones you're going to go back to and think and talk to the Lord about, react to. So let's read it. Matthew 21. When Jesus and his disciples drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you and immediately you will find an ass tethered and a colt with her. Untie them, bring them here to me. And if anyone should say anything to you, reply, the master has need of them. Then he will send them at once. This happened so that what had been spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled. Say to daughter Zion, behold, your king comes to you, meek and riding on an ass and on a colt, the foal, a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had ordered them. They brought the ass and the colt and laid their cloaks over them and then sat upon them. And he sat upon them. The very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and strewn them along. The crowds preceding him and those following cried out, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was shaken and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds replied, "This is Jesus, the prophet, the Nazareth in Galilee." So you might have already had some things jump out at you. Start talking to the Lord about this. I'm going to pull out a few that struck me, and then I want to react to, kind of let my heart, my mind respond to, and then this let it sink in and dialogue with the Lord. The first one that strikes me is the humility of Jesus and his obedience together. You know, Jesus is telling his disciples, he's orchestrating the whole thing, go get that donkey, bring it to me, gives them instructions. And all of this is to fulfill the prophecy. You know, Jesus is obedient and humble, not just because he's riding on a meek foal, a donkey, not a steed of war coming in to conquer Jerusalem, but as a humble worker, a farmer, someone going into the field, not running and chasing down his enemies. He comes in meekly, humbly. He does it through obedience. And this is what I think is a great truth for all of us. How many of us celebrate our independence, our autonomy, our agency, and rightly so, like, hey, we should own this. I really need to integrate and become myself and affirm myself and set my boundaries, and all that has some goodness to it. But all of that freedom isn't freedom from responsibility, expectations, others that I love, duty. No, it's not. That's not the freedom we're like freedom from. It's freedom for. I am free so that I can gift myself. And Jesus here is fully free. He's free to and for the Father and for our salvation. So yes, there's an expectation from the Father, but he freely embraces it. He realizes his dignity by saying, yes, I want that. I'm going to fulfill the prophet. I'm going to come as the prophets have foretold in this way on a donkey. You know, that's beautiful. Ask yourself, what is it that God's asking me to embrace in humility and obedience? Where am I rebelling? And say, no, I'm not going to do that. And where do I say, you know what, Lord? Bow my head, humble myself, and follow your plan, not as a slave, but freedom for your goodness and for what you want to give me. A second point that jumped out at me is when it said that phrase that the disciples spoke to the owner of the donkey, the master has need of it. Wow, made me think. You know, everything in my life has been given to me by my master. Everything. All the goods that I have, all that you have is a gift. It's been given to you by the master. What a beautiful thing when he says to me in prayer, Mark, I need that. I gifted it to you. I need it now. How many things do I, oh, I don't want to give him that. I need that from you. And the freedom, the beauty that comes from saying, yes, Lord, here it is. You gave it to me and I gift it back to you. All that I have is yours. Let the Lord speak to you. Where is he saying to you? You know, I need that from you. And enjoy the freedom of saying, yes, Lord, here it is. And the last thing that strikes me is the glory of Jesus as he rides triumphantly into Jerusalem, right? Everyone is praising the Messiah, Hosanna, the Son of David. This is the glory that Jesus should receive. This is the first instinct of these people of faith. He's amazing. He's done all these things. He's healed. He's saved. He's preached like nobody else. That spontaneous reaction is, he's the Son of God. He's the Son of David. It's only right and fitting that rejoice in his presence. Let him come. Contrast that with the second reaction of what happens the rest of Holy Week. They reject. They spit him on, they beat him, they whip him, then they kill him. Spiritually, it makes me think of all the graces that God sends to my soul. There's that first reaction. It should be the spontaneous, innocent, joyful reaction. Yes, I love this grace. Yes, I'll respond. Yes, I'm going to celebrate God's kingship and lordship over my life and obey him and love him. And then there's that second voice. What? What? Wait. No, he's trying to take, it's going to ruin. Don't, it's not safe. Forget it. What happened before? You can't see him, can't trust him. And then I want to kill. The devil, the temptation wants to kill the invitations of grace. What Jerusalem are you going to be? You're going to be the Jerusalem that celebrates, that throws down your coat. Everything I have, I lay it before you. You're the king. Anything I can do to facilitate your entry into my life? Or am I going to be the defensive, angry, pharisaical, violent, anger, rebellion, and ultimately murderous to the graces and presence of God in my life? That's the invitation. That's the question for each one of us. Choose life. Choose celebration. Choose the Lord. Let him open. Throw it all down before him. So take some time now and pray. Think about those things. Let the Lord speak to you in those things. And then respond. What is the Lord asking? Make that resolution for the rest of the day. And then wrap it up. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haydu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.